You're listening to His Time. It is Wednesday, October 7th, 7:45 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, Laura Cannon. She's the Executive Director of St. Louis Help. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Fantastic.
Well, it's kind of cooling off here in St. Louis. It's fall. It's also time for us to start thinking about and preparing for the next drive at St. Louis Help.
That's exactly right. This coming Saturday, the 10th, St. Louis Help, the Health Equipment Lending Program, will be collecting new and used home medical equipment at 14 designated sites. So even though the weather's cooling off, we're heating up for this big drive.
Who are the folks that benefit from St. Louis Help? Who might need the services, the support that St. Louis Help offers?
Absolutely anyone in need. I think a lot of times people don't realize what their insurance doesn't cover until they need it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they find out that an item is not going to be available for them to use. A lot of times people come into town for the holidays and they don't have to bring all of their equipment. They can borrow it from us. And especially during the December holidays, people set up what we call a hospital, bringing a loved one home for the last holidays. Instead of decorating the living room, they're putting up a hospital bed and a Hoyer lift and adapting the bathroom. And then in January, when the need is no longer there, the equipment all comes back in.
And as you pointed out, sometimes insurance doesn't cover all of these things. So having the resource like this, like St. Louis Help, can really be beneficial, especially this time of year when, the last quarter of the year, holidays, sometimes the pocketbook gets a little thin during that time of year. So having a resource like this certainly can be helpful.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what we do is collect new and used home medical equipment, and we encourage the community to clean out the attic, the garage, the basement, that pair of crutches that's been over in the corner for a couple of years. Bring that out, donate it to us. We'll get it into the hands of those that are in need, and we do this at absolutely no cost or fee to the recipient.
Outstanding. So what are some of the things you mentioned, crutches? What are some other things that you're looking for to help others here in the St. Louis area?
Our highest demand items are manual wheelchairs and then bath equipment, things like shower chairs, tub transfer benches, shower stools. One of the most dangerous places for people with limited mobility or disabilities is accessing the bathroom, getting in and out of that bathtub. Hmm. A lot of times, if somebody falls in the shower, insurance will pay for surgery in a rehab center, but won't give them a $149 bench to keep it from happening in the first place. So what we try to do is not only take care of the recipient, but we also really care about the caregivers. That is an unsung hero group that oftentimes looks just as bad as the people that they're caring for. It's a daunting task.
Well, how can we give more, or, obviously, like you said, time to clean out the attic, clean out the garage, the crutches that are sitting in the corner that haven't been used in 3 years. We hold on to them thinking they have value or we might need them again, but they do have value. Someone else could use them and they could be valuable to someone else, and rather than just leaving them in your home cluttering space. How can we get these to you?
Well, we collect throughout the year at our distribution center in Olivet, but twice a year we also do an area-wide equipment drive. So this Saturday the 10th, we will have a U-Haul at 14 designated Walgreens sites, from Belleville to St. Charles, from Florissant to Washington, and points in between. So we're covering quite a large area. Also, as a nonprofit organization, your crutches donations are tax-deductible.
Really?
Yes.
That's good to know as well. So all over the St. Louis area, there will be U-Haul trucks and that we can bring our equipment there, help load it up, and also document it so that we can also use that as when it comes time to file our taxes. Not too long down the road, isn't it?
It seems like it's a while away, but it'll be here before you know it.
So absolutely.
This Saturday from 9 to 2, we'll have volunteers at those 14 designated sites. They will help you unload your car. And if you can't get to us, if you call 314-567-4700, we can make arrangements to come with the bigger items, such as hospital beds, stair lifts, and lift chairs.
Outstanding. How did St. Louis Help get started?
Actually, it was supposed to be a cute little weekend project that was to keep my teenagers busy, and it started in the garage, and we now have 7,000 square feet in 7.5 years. So there's a proven need for it in the community. Each year, we collect about 10,000 items, and the value that goes out the front door directly serving people in the St. Louis community is about $1.2 million.
So this started as a family project and turned into a large warehouse.
Well, you just never know what God's plan is, right? You
right.
just have to be open to the possibilities that all of a sudden you're going to make a complete left turn in your life and wind up doing something you never anticipated, but has more meaning than probably what we were doing before.
It sounds like you learned quite a bit from this experience, but you mentioned this was a project for your kids. What did you learn? I mean, what did your kids learn from getting involved in the community and helping serve their neighbors?
Well, at first they were very surly and resentful because all of the extra family income was going to support the program. But now they're probably the two biggest cheerleaders out there. They've both moved to different cities. They've grown up, and they both still volunteer in their communities. They understand that all of us working together and supporting a cause, whatever speaks to your heart, is beneficial for everyone, and it also is good for you. It's as healthy as a vitamin.
Mm. Well, share with us about some of the any stories from the recipients, those who have benefited from St. Louis Help.
Well, one of my favorites is the oldest recipient we have served was 106 years old, and bless her heart, she came in for a walker. Now, if I get to be 106 and all I need is a walker, I think I'm doing pretty great. Yeah. Our youngest recipient was 3 days old, and it was a child that was born with a brittle bone syndrome. Hmm. The family was uninsured. There was no prenatal care, so they didn't realize the child had that condition until actually after birth, and just the act of birth had broken 23 bones.
Mm.
So they needed all sorts of specialized mattresses that mm-hmm. had baffles in them to keep prevent future breakage just from the child rolling over.
Mm.
And not only did we have one, but we had two, and then we could also adapt the car seat.
Wow. And so by having two, how did that help out the family?
Well, they didn't have to drag things from grandma's house mm-hmm. to their house to another house. And again, that benefits the caregiver. They can borrow more than one piece of equipment so that when the child goes to a different place, it's already there. It's already set up.
Outstanding. Well, certainly a helpful resource to families of all ages. I'm glad that you pointed out from the youngest to the oldest. Sometimes we think that this is a service that's really only for older folks, but really, as you pointed out, from the youngest of just how many weeks old did you say, or just a few months old?
3 days.
3 days old. Wow.
Disability is a community that we could all join unwillingly mm-hmm. at any moment. So it just doesn't know any geographic boundaries or socioeconomic income. I mean, it's just something that happens. And, you know, at St. Louis Help, the first time there's a little bit of ice on the ground, which could happen in a month or so, there's all sorts of people out there that are slipping and falling and need our items for just a short period of time because they're going to get better, which is great. But in the meantime, we're right there for them and they can have it. And when they no longer need it, but they bring it back.
And that's great, too. Then you don't have extra equipment sitting around cluttering up at home as well. Just bring it back and it finds a new home, finds a new family that has need of it.
Well, and one of the fun things is, again, we're in our seventh year. The big criticism about our program is we've never heard of you. Well, we don't advertise because that's, you know, we're kind of on a pork and beans diet over here. That's more of a lobster diet. But, you know, people don't realize that some of the things that we have, especially in the pediatric department, have mm-hmm. gone out 5 and 6 times and then returned. Children grow so fast.
Sure.
They outgrow their equipment faster than the paperwork can keep up with replacing it.
Well, you know, one of the best ways to get the word out about it is by someone who has benefited from it, whether it's someone who benefited by cleaning out their garage and making some space, or someone who benefited from receiving equipment from St. Louis Help in order to make their life just a little bit better. The equipment that's needed, or as you said, can also be beneficial to the caretakers as well.
Well, and one last thing I want to throw in is that's really kind of fun, is the secondary mission is diverting all of these items out of the solid waste stream.
Oh, good point.
By collecting and putting these items back out into service, we're diverting 146 tons each year from the solid waste stream. When you think about that, that's a lot of metal and batteries.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, where can we find out more about St. Louis Help and the upcoming events? Find the locations. I know we mentioned the locations for the drive coming up this Saturday, but where can we find more details and the locations, all that?
Our website is very easy. Mm-hmm. It's simple. It's www.stlhelp.org, or you can call 314-567-4700.
Very good. What's that number again, one more time?
314-567-4700.
Outstanding. Well, Laura, I hope that everything goes well. I know you mentioned that that you don't do advertising, but I have seen the trucks out on that Saturday when you do your equipment drive. I've seen them out, and that gets the word out, kind of gets people curious as they're driving around the St. Louis area, see a truck at a lot of the area Walgreens and places like that to, you know, out there collecting. And we see those trucks and go, what are you doing? And then find out more about it. And so that's certainly one great way. If you're hearing about it today here on KFUO, share it with friends and family. Let them know about the opportunity to support St. Louis Help and support their neighbor with that, you know, that extra stuff sitting around in the garage, in the attic, over in the closet that you think you might use someday. Donate it. And then if you have need of it, well, make use of St. Louis Help. Go back and find out if they have the equipment that you need. There's a pretty good chance that St. Louis Help will have it, right?
Absolutely. We've got 7,000 square feet, and you just can't even imagine what's in there. And even if you don't have something to donate, but you happen to be one of the designated Walgreens site, stop and say hello to our volunteers, because our volunteers are the backbone of our organization. I mean, staffing 14 sites is a daunting task, and we have wonderful, caring, generous, loving hearts that get up at 7 a.m., get a U-Haul, and staff that site till 2 p.m. So you would be pleased to meet them. They're always so much fun.
Absolutely. I'm sure you could probably use a few more volunteers at times as well. STLHelp.org, that's the place to find out more. Laura Kennan, thanks so much for being our guest today on His Time.
Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today we'll study with Pastor Mark Matzke from Trinity Lutheran Church in Zanesville, Ohio. We'll take a look at Matthew chapter 9. You're listening to His Time.